This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A Russian court Monday ordered prominent opposition leader Alexei Navalny to be kept in custody until February 15th at a hastily organized hearing after his arrest, aides said. This as Navalny calls for Russians to, quote, take to the streets, end quote, against authorities. Navalny's lawyer tweeted from the makeshift courtroom at a police station that the court had ruled for him to be held for 30 days from the day of his arrest Sunday. His spokesperson said, quote, this cannot even be called a parody of the rule of law, end quote. Police seized Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's most well-known opponent, at a border control post at a Moscow airport less than an hour after he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since he was poisoned with a nerve agent in August. Meanwhile, Germany's vice chancellor Monday called on the Russian government to immediately release the Kremlin critic, adding Navalny's detention had been illegal. Members of U.S. President Donald Trump's failed bid for a second term played key roles in the rally that spawned the deadly assault on the Capitol, according to an Associated Press review of records. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
This undercuts claims that the event was the brainchild of the president's grassroots supporters. The Save America rally was hosted by the pro-Trump nonprofit Women for America First, but an attachment to the permit lists more than half a dozen people in staff positions who just weeks earlier had been paid thousands of dollars by Trump's reelection campaign. Since the riot at the Capitol, several of them have scrambled to distance themselves from the rally. In a statement, the Trump reelection campaign said it did not organize, operate, or finance the event. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Israel is pushing ahead with plans to build nearly 800 settlement homes on the West Bank before the Trump administration leaves office later this week. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
KOGAP, the Israeli defense body that authorizes settlement construction, confirmed the government approvals, which drew swift condemnations from the Palestinians. Palestinians see the West Bank as the heartland of a future independent state. The anti-settlement monitoring group, Peace Now, said that over 90% of the homes lay deep inside the West Bank. Peace Now's Hagit Ofran thinks this new rush of settlements will stifle the peace process.
Ongoing construction and approvals in the West Bank are very bad for Israel because it will prevent the possibility of a two-state solution and a peace agreement.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the World Health Organization said Monday the world was on the, quote, brink of a catastrophic moral failure, end quote, if rich countries hog COVID-19 vaccine doses while the poorest suffer. WHO Director General Adhanom Ghebreyesus denounced the me-first attitude of wealthy nations and also blasted vaccine manufacturers for chasing regulatory approval in rich countries rather than submitting their data to the WHO to greenlight vaccine use globally. He said 39 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine had been administered so far in at least 49 higher-income countries. Meanwhile, quote, just 25 doses have been given in one lowest-income country, not 25 million, not 25,000, just 25, end quote, he said. Dozens of Moscow residents lined up Monday to be vaccinated against COVID-19 at a department store opposite the Kremlin on Red Square. The shot of the Russian Sputnik V vaccine given on a first-come, first-served basis. Russia, with the world's fourth highest number of COVID-19 cases, started large-scale vaccinations last month, initially for people in key professions, including medical workers and teachers. Monday, it opened the program to all. Moscow's health department announced it would be opening several mobile vaccination clinics around the city. German federal police said Monday they were stepping up European cross-border cooperation to fight Vietnamese human trafficking after Berlin became a key hub in a network of exploitation in service industries. Lured by jobs in Europe, Vietnamese migrants are smuggled illegally, often through China or Russia, the head of the Human Trafficking Unit of the Federal Criminal Police Office, or BKA, told public broadcasters RBB. A huge network that is active all over Europe is behind trafficking from Vietnam, according to BKA, generating enormous sums for criminals. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.